57, Lane Thomas Builder, south of Route 54, east of Monroe Street, being Lot 2, Block 3, within Edgewater Acres Development. A variance from the maximum allowable height requirement.
My name is George Shabowski. I represent Lane Thomas Builders. Address is 147 Tennessee Avenue, Homewood, Delaware.
Ms. Reagan, do you swear testimony you're about to give, true correct best of your knowledge?
Yes, I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. We're requesting a height variance for the house that we built on Lot 2, Madison Avenue, Edgewater Acres.
Okay.
We originally built the house on using the AE6 flood plan, and the code was changed to an AE7 flood plan prior to our building permits. And we had built two other houses prior to this using AE6, didn't realize the change, and we built it 10 inches too tall.
There's a 10-foot difference in the two?
No, 10 inches.
Oh, 10 inch?
Yes.
Oh, okay. There's 10 feet.
No, 10 inches.
Okay. It looked like.
Yeah, we'd be Thank taking, you. We'd be taking a floor off then.
I'm sorry?
We'd probably be taking a floor off then.
All right. Thank you for that. Okay.
10 inches is adequate? It's not
yes.
more than 10?
I believe it's 10, but that's what my boss told me. Those 10 inches different. So probably ask for a 12-inch, just be on the safe side.
So say your drawing might suggest that it's 10.5 inches.
Say we go 12.
Okay, so
11 inches be safe?
Yes.
Bring him a foot. Maybe just a foot. Okay. Excuse me. Okay, any further questions from the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Brown?
No.
Mr. Trenton?
No.
Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think that the variance would be necessary to enable reasonable use of the property and in a roundabout way. I don't see where it was created by the applicant because of the change in the flood plain. I don't see where it will alter the central character of the neighborhood and be a minimal variance that would afford relief. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 9537 for a 1-foot variance.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 9537 for a 1-foot variance.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All those in favor of the motion, give you a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you.